In Libya, NATO has unleashed its most punishing attacks yet on Tripoli. 60 airstrikes all around the capital. Joining us to assess what happened over the last 12 hours from Tripoli is John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. John, I hate to sound ghoulish, but it seems as though NATO is emboldened to a certain extent by the medical difficulties over in Yemen of the president there, Ali Saleh, hoping for some sort of strike that may take out Gaddafi. What's your assessment?
Yeah, I think that's become ever more clear. Yesterday, they obliterated what remained of his central Tripoli command compound, the Babu al-Azizia compound. And as I speak to you, I'm on a bus with other foreign reporters returning from a visit about 20 miles east of Tripoli to what was described to us as a nature reserve, actually, and self-evidently, a retreat where Colonel Gaddafi lives out the Bedouin experience, stylized tents, a golf buggy, all kinds of support material, and heavily protected CCTV cameras, pickup trucks with machine guns on the back hidden under the tree. Hit at 6 p.m. last night, our time, that's about 12 noon, your time yesterday, by a whole fusillade of NATO missiles and bombs. And what was really interesting was that they had left two other encampments a few hundred yards away alone. It looked as though they had precise information, or they believed they did, as to where Colonel Gaddafi was.
Wow. So is this, you've described on many occasions the ridiculousness often of the content of these junkets that you go on, but is this Gaddafi National Theater business even more difficult to pull off in the midst of these NATO strikes?
It is. There's a kind of traveling repertory company, as I call it, of characters who are assigned to act out what are often patently dubious accounts of what has happened. A little girl on a hospital bed introduced to us as a victim of a bombing strike. A member of the medical staff passes us a note saying she's actually the victim of a car accident, and so on. Today, what we have, and yesterday indeed, something more authentic, a real strike on a identifiable leadership target, if you will, his compound in Tripoli. Today, his Bedouin encampment outside the city. And it reminds me very much of the attack on the so-called Dura Farms complex on the edge of Baghdad on March the 19th, 2003, the very first airstrike of the Iraq invasion, when the Bush administration believed it had precise intelligence, and indeed it did, as to where Saddam Hussein was, and they bombed this rural pastoral environment actually beside the river on the edge of Baghdad. Saddam was there, was injured, but got away.
Interesting.
It looks to me as though we have the same kind of thing reenacted here, though as far as we can tell, because Gaddafi appeared briefly on Libyan state television last night, he wasn't at the Bedouin encampment when they hit it.
Parallels once again from John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Finally, before we go, no mention whatsoever of the OPEC meeting going on in Vienna, Austria, I gather, John.
No. I mean, for one thing, they don't have an oil minister anymore because he was one of many senior-level ministers and officials who have defected. This is a regime in dire crisis, driven ever more back into Tripoli and onto its defenses. We're told that NATO attacked in Tripoli with the severity it did last night because they had picked up signs that Gaddafi was pulling some of his best units back to the capital.
All right, John Burns there, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, filing live from Libya.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.